You know, the time's going to come when people are not going to endure sound doctrine. They're going to be deceived. Just like Eve, she was deceived, and Adam sinned, and they were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. You know, Adam should have said to the snake, "Get out," and God would have dealt with Adam and Eve because Adam did the right thing. But now we have Jesus, who's the second Adam, and he's going to contend with the devil. He's going to contend with the deception, because in the last days, deception will be our greatest enemy. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 24, "See that you not be deceived. Many shall come and deceive many." People are going to be deceived from all different types of things. Eve was deceived. She didn't have all the information, and she was deceived. Adam sinned. He had the information, but he wasn't obedient to God's directive, to God's instruction. But in these last days, all Christians are running around with all different versions of Christianity, and there's going to be something that's going to come upon the earth that's going to be truly deceptive. And unless you have all the information, you're going to be caught up in that deception. But you know what? The Lord's going to raise up people who are walking in His light, who don't get deceived, and He's going to use them. He's going to blow away. He's going to blow away all of the deception from their eyes. And He's going to open their eyes up, and they're going to no longer be deceived. Adam should have said to the snake, "Get out," and told Eve, "This is not what we're doing. You're wrong. You're being deceived." But Jesus, who's the second Adam, is going to blow away all of the deception from the churches in these last days. People are going to look up and go, "I have been conned. I have been deceived. What I'm doing in my form of Christianity is a deception. It's a lie. Part of it doesn't work. It's rubbish. It's religion." And they're going to look for the truth. They're going to look for clarity. They're going to look for the light that God wants us to walk in. He's going to first blow away the deception, and then He's going to show us the correct way. But He needs people who are faithful, who are walking the correct way now, so that they can walk in the correct way and show other people the path to righteousness, the correct way. Once their deception has gone, once it's been taken away, they're going to need instruction, and they're going to need people who are faithful. And the manifestation of the sons of God is going to happen. If you're faithful now to the Word of God, then you're going to be used later on, because the Word of God is Jesus. Now, if you only take and cherry pick certain parts of the Word of God and say, "This is for me, this is not for me, I don't like this bit, but I like this bit," when Jesus comes back and He looks you in the face, are you going to say, "I didn't like this bit of you, but I like this bit"? You're not going to be able to stand in front of Him and have that defense. So what you need to do now is to take all of the Word of God, like you take all of Jesus, because the Word is Jesus. Jesus is the Word. You can't separate these things. They are one. So if you reject the Word of God, you're rejecting part of Jesus. And that's not going to keep you in a good place when the Lord turns up and you're staring Him in the face. It's not going to be fun. You're going to be ashamed. And God is going to deal with you accordingly, because you rejected the Word of God. You rejected Jesus. So, you know, this is very important for you to understand this concept. The Word of God is paramount. It's important that you get clarity, that you understand it, that you walk in its context, and you walk in obedience to the Word of God. Because by following the Word of God, you follow Jesus. You prove to Him that you're faithful. And God's looking for people in these last days who will be faithful to Him and His Word. so that they can walk in a place where they can help people get out of deception, so that they can teach people righteousness in the last days once the deception has been taken away from them. Now, we do this continually now. We pray for people, we lay hands on them, and the Holy Spirit chases away all of the rubbish, all of the lies, all the false beliefs, and gives them clarity. Then we get them praying, and the Holy Spirit starts reconfiguring the truth in their life and brings them into righteousness. So that's what we do. We lay our hands on people, and darkness and deception runs. And light floods into their life. And then they deal with the new revelation which comes from heaven and not from the world. They are no longer eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but from the tree of life. And they start walking in clarity and in truth. But in these last days, there's going to be a time where it's not just one-on-one sort of thing. It's going to be a global thing. There's going to be a moment when everybody's eyes are going to be opened up. God's going to do a sovereign work, and everybody's going to look up and go, I have been deceived. And they're going to have to readjust their thinking to this new revelation, and it comes from heaven. They've been walking in man's ideas. They've been walking in the traditions of men. They've been walking in whatever version of Christianity they've been walking in, and all of that will be dissolved, and God will rescue his people. Adam didn't do a good job. He caused all of mankind to be thrown out of the Garden of Eden and to be separated from the Father. But Jesus, who's the second Adam, has brought us unto the Father, and now he's going to destroy the deception that stops us from fully engaging in the relationship the Father wants with us. So we'll leave that there.